Well, the first I knew anything about it, my recollection, and bear in mind this is a long time ago, I remember my boss, who was Jane Bierman, was the team, I think she was by then team manager, and Jenny Webb, who was assistant director, told me about it, and they asked me whether I would be interested in being the first facilitator of that scheme, because two disabled women in Kingston had, through, I think it was the Kingston Association of Disabled People, approached social services to say things could be very different to how they are, rather than home care staff we haven't appointed, coming in at times we haven't particularly chosen, and also being very task oriented. The vision was we can have a different way of being here. So I was so lucky because I was in the right place at the right time. I really was very, very lucky. So the first steps for that were then me working, as I recollect, with Anne and Jane to look at how we set the scheme up. I mean, what I do remember is there was an incredible lack of bureaucracy. We just sort of picked up on the idea. They were in the lead. I had to listen hard and get things going and support them in making the vision happen. So yeah, it was something very, very, very different at that time. As far as I can recollect, I think there was already a scheme in place in Greenwich and Hampshire, but we were amongst the first in the country. My recollection is also the director, Roy Taylor, was very supportive of it. I think Jenny Webb really made it happen, but Roy Taylor was very supportive as well, and very committed to making things happen. So it was an exciting time. It was really interesting and really exciting.